If you don't know Louis Anderson from Louis C.K., Charlie Chaplin from Tina Fey, Don Rickles from Nichols and May, if you feel confused and you don't know who to ask, I've got your new favorite podcast. 'Cause they're nerds, nerds about comedy. Justin and Dan, they are uncommonly knowledgeable about S&M. Kids in the Hall and Saved by the Bell. They're nerds, nerds about funny stuff. Stand up and sketch, they just can't get enough. Tell all your friends, go tell your mama she should drop everything. Listen to the Comedy Nerds.
Hello and welcome to the Comedy Nerds. I am Dustin Diodato, and unfortunately Dan will not be joining us this week. Don't worry, he'll be back. He had to take off this week, so I'm alone. Not even sound engineer is here. It is just me alone in Studio 3A. So rather than have you guys sit here and listen to me argue with myself, which I could do, we're going to do something different this week. We're breaking format. We're changing things up. We're doing a little something I like to call Comedy Nerds Radio, something I've been wanting to do for a while, where we're just going to play comedic songs, talk about them a little bit. I'm going to talk about them a little bit, give you some facts you may or may not know, or I may just play the song and not give you any facts that you may not know, and you'll just enjoy the song. We're going to kick it off with a LA-based folk group known as Garfunkel & Oates. If you've heard the podcast before, you've heard them. If you live out in LA, you definitely know them. They're funny. That's it. They're funny. They're musical. They're good. The song we're going to play by them comes off their 2010 album, All Over Your Face. It created a lot of controversy, although not really controversy, it's just a lot of people picked it up because it showed how stupid some people can be. Anyway, here it is. It is Sex with Ducks. Enjoy.
Pat Robertson once said, it's a long downward slide that will lead to legalizing sex with ducks if two men can stand side by side. God, I hope he's right. 'Cause if gay marriage becomes lawful, I'm gonna find myself a duck and legally do something awful.
Awful.
Awful. Ducks, sex with ducks, we'll do it in the rain. Ducks, yeah, ducks, got those web feet on my brain. We'll find a pond, we'll find a puddle, put your beak in mine and we'll cuddle. It's a feeling I can't name when sex with ducks and gay marriage are one and the same. Gonna goose that goose, gonna quack that swan, gonna rubber my ducky all night long. Gonna whack that mallard till its feathers plume, gonna Huey, Dewey, Louie all over the room. Scrooge McDuck, gonna give it to you, dive into your gold until you say DuckTales, woo. Sex with ducks, we'll do it in the rain. Ducks, yeah, ducks, those feathered bodies are insane. We'll find a pond, we'll find a puddle, I'll be the wind beneath your wings and we'll cuddle. It's a feeling I can't name when sex with ducks and gay marriage are one in the same. One in the same.
All right, that was Garfunkel & Oates. Coming up next is a comedian from north of the border, Jean Lajoie, and he got his success a lot partially from this song. It came out, a lot of people took notice of it, one of them being Will Ferrell. All of a sudden, there were lots of calls and lots of meetings, and this guy started to blow up. You might recognize him from The League on FX. Anyway, here is the song that in many ways put him on the map. It's Everyday Normal Guy.
I'm just a regular, everyday normal guy. Nothing special about me, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday normal guy. When I go to the clubs, I wait in line, motherfucker.
just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
I got $600 in the bank, motherfucker.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
And my sexual performances are average. I work in customer service for a phone company. I make 12 bucks an hour, but that's all I need. I live in a small apartment on a quiet street. I don't go out too much, I like to watch TV. I can't afford a car, I use public transportation. I don't mind, I read till I reach my destination. Sometimes a newspaper, sometimes a book. The amount of money I save, this shit is off the hook. And I'm not very good with the women. I'm a pretty shy person and I'm average looking. Last time I had sex was in 2003. And I'm ashamed to admit, but it wasn't free.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
I get nervous in social situations, motherfucker.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
I get constipated once a month, motherfucker.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
And I make pretty good spaghetti sauce, motherfucker.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
And I get scared when I go see the dentist. I'm the Pauly Shore of everyday life. Easily forgettable, and I'm not very light. I have an according to Jim personality. I'm as entertaining as a fucking STD. If you wanna mess with me, I think you probably can. Because I'm not confident, and I'm weak for a man. I'll just roll up in a ball while you kick me in the back. Yeah, honestly, I probably won't fight back. And I don't have many friends that would back me up. My friend Steve would, but he doesn't look very tough.
You want some of this, bitch?
If you rarely get laid, put your hands up. If you're not well paid, put your hands up. If you got a pet cat, put your hands up. And if you got a bad back, put your hands up.
I hurt my back 2 summers ago moving a fridge, and ever since then it's not the same. You know, it gets pretty sore.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. My parents are really nice people, motherfucker.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
I'm somewhat afraid of heights, motherfucker.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
I like to show Grey's Anatomy, motherfucker.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy.
And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
Okay, so I'm going to get personal here. When the digital shorts started happening on SNL, I think it's one of those things that brought a lot of people back to it going, okay, you know, this is really something that is now different and groundbreaking and fun. The first one that people really count is like the first one, because there was, I think, Lettuce, it was called, was really the first one. But the first one that really caught people's attention was Lazy Sunday. A lot of people kind of discovered YouTube because of Lazy Sunday, as I think Dan has spoken about before. And the next real big hit after that came a year later with Dick in a Box, which was very funny. But somewhere along the line, I think one of them got missed. Like halfway between those was a digital short featuring Natalie Portman, and she raps about her life. And somehow, when people sort of go through the list of these digital shorts and the things that really hit, this one frequently gets missed. So I felt it was important that for people who hadn't heard it before to throw it on the list of songs, because it really was very good. It was mostly Natalie Portman versus normally being the Lonely Island guys who were singing the song. And she does an awesome job. So here it is, Natalie's rap from The Lonely Island and Saturday Night Live.
We're sitting here today with film star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So, Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
Do you really want to know?
Please, tell us.
I don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that Durbin. Doing 120, getting head while I'm swerving.
Damn, Natalie, you a crazy chick.
Yo, shut the fuck up and suck my dick. I'm buzzing dudes' mouths like gushers, motherfucker. Roll up on NBC and smack the shit out Jeff Zucker.
What you want, Natalie?
To drink and fight.
What you need, Natalie?
To fuck all night. Don't text me when I'm crazy off that airplane glue. Put my foot down your throat till your shit's in my shoe. Leave you screaming. Pay for my dry cleaning. Fuck you, man. It's my name that he's screaming.
I'm sorry, Natalie. Are we to believe you condone driving while intoxicated?
I never said I was a role model.
But what about the kids that look up to you? Do you have a message for them?
All the kids looking up to me can suck my dick. It's poison, motherfucker. Drink till I'm sick. Clear your throat and pump nudges down the hole. Watch you laugh and cry while I laugh you die. And all the dudes, you know I'm talking to you.
We love you, Natalie.
I wanna fuck you too.
Wow, Natalie, I'm surprised. All this from a Harvard graduate.
Well, there's a lot you may not know about me.
Really? Such as?
When I was in Harvard, I smoked weed every day. I cheated every test and snorted all the yay. I got a deaf posse, you got a bunch of dudes. I'll sit right there on your face and take your shit!
Natalie, you are a badass bitch.
Hell yeah!
My shit gets in your shoe.
What?
And as for the drug use, well, I can vouch for that. My dick is scared of you. Oh.
Okie doke. Natalie, one final question. If you could steal a smooch from any guy in Hollywood, who would it be?
No more questions.
All right, I think it's time we slow things down a little bit. Coming up next is Instant Messenger Song by Nick Thune. It seems like he's getting pilot orders every day. I haven't physically seen the show that he's in, but every time you read comedy news somewhere, there's some new show that's based on him that's coming out that I haven't seen, but I hope to because he's a very funny dude. So first up, we're going to be hearing Instant Messenger, followed by Flight of the Conchords, Most Beautiful Girl. There are a bunch of different versions of it. The version I'm going to play is not the one from the show. So if you're thinking, wait a minute, I saw Flight of the Conchords, the show, that song sounds slightly different. It's because it is. It's the album version. Open your mind, people. So anyway, get cozy, grab a loved one, listen to these songs.
The year was 1994, and my dad brought home the first family computer. It was an Apple. Thanks, Dad. He brought it inside, and he put it on the table. He said, Nick, I can't set this up. I'm too old. I grabbed his hand. I said, I can do it, Eric. He said, call me Dad. I said, all right, Dad. I had 1,250 free minutes of AOL burning in my back pocket. But back then, we didn't have high-speed internet or DSL. It was straight into the phone jack, 28K. If you had call waiting, you were screwed. My dad said, Nick, you're too young. You can't have your own screen name yet. But you can use mine. It was Salmon with an ERD at the end of it. Salmon Nerd. So I got online and I found out about chat rooms pretty quick, and that's where I met her, NSYNC Hottie 503. NSYNC Hottie 503, I heart her and she's smiley-faced all over me. Smiley-faced on me. Sometimes NSYNC Hottie 503 would say stuff and I'd be like, what? And then she'd be like, JK, and I'd be like, LOL. Because, you guys, I knew she was just kidding. But I was literally laughing out loud. And if you're doing that while talking to somebody on the internet, you have to tell them. I spent most of the day minimizing when my dad walked by. NSYNC Hottie 503 told me she was a 22-year-old actress in Hollywood. She was nervous because the next day, which was tomorrow back then, she was going to be on TV for the first time as an extra in Full House. TGIF, I'm sure you guys have heard of it. I told her I was a little nervous about the next day myself because I was going out to sea for 6 months. And I was a 25-year-old fisherman in Alaska. They call me Salmon Nerd for a reason. At one point, I had to go to the bathroom, so I wrote BRB. And I came back a few minutes later, and NSYNC Hottie 503 had written question mark, frowny face. And I said, listen, I'm sorry, NSYNC Hottie 503, but BRB means be right back. She said, no, Salmon Nerd. I know what BRB means. But I don't know if you are going to BRB from that salmon run. And that's when I said, caps lock, don't do this right now! She said, stop yelling at me. I said, sorry, in lowercase. I said, listen, I can't lie to you anymore. I'm a 14-year-old kid in Seattle. And I'm scared right now. She said, where's cattle? And I was like, you know what, that's a stupid abbreviation on my part. So, Seattle. A few minutes went by, no response. Sign off, sign on. Sign off, sign on. You guys, doors were opening and closing. I don't know who's coming and going. Finally, she said, Salmon Nerd? Question mark. And I said, yes, NSYNC Hottie 503, dot, dot, dot. She said, I know who you are. Because I'm your 57-year-old neighbor, Jim. NSYNC Hottie 503. I cry-faced him right after he winky-faced all over me. He didn't actually regular winky-face me. He did a semicolon beginning parenthesis, which is a winky frowny face. And I don't even know if that's a real emotion. It's kind of like saying, hey, I'm sad, but you get it, right?
You are the most beautiful girl in the room,
in the whole wide room.
And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good looking girls on the street. Yeah,
depending on the street.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did they get a hottie like that to a party like his good one, Dave?
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. You could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my moves, I do my dance moves. Draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cabana. I can't believe that I'm sharing a cabana with the most beautiful girl I have
Like a tree or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we got songs coming up by Dennis Leary, Reggie Watts, Sarah Silverman, Bo Burnham, and Stephen Lynch. But first, Stewie Griffin with the best rendition of Rocket Man ever done.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no! I'm a rocket man! Rocket man! Burning out his fuse out here! Alone! And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home! Oh no, no, no! I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here. Alone. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Weenie in the Butt here live at the Quahog Air Show. We're all ready for the Weenie Sound-alike contest.
I don't know, but I don't think they can say my catchphrase because they no funny.
Oh, there it is. And if you think you can say that just like Weenie here, you could win $97.1 for the cool weekend ahead.
Weenie in the Butt. Weenie in the Butt.
Cool weekends in the morning. 97.1 FM.
Cool weekends in the morning with Weenie in the Butt.
WQHG 97.1.
Weenie in the Butt.
In the morning, cool weekends.
FM.
Weenie.
And the Butt.
Do you have a question or topic you would like to hear the Comedy Nerds discuss? Send us an email to info@thecomedynerds.com or stop by the site and click Contact Us at the top of the page. We look forward to hearing from you at thecomedynerds.com.
And we are back on Comedy Nerds Radio. I am Dustin Diodato, and I am alone tonight because Dan McInerney and Sound Engineer are not here. We don't have a guest. We are just rocking out to some comedy songs. And coming up next is a song by Sarah Silverman. Now, this is a song you've probably heard before, but I felt like it needed to be on this list. And it's from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And when people talk about the late night shows, it's all about Fallon and Conan and Letterman. And Jimmy, unfortunately, sort of never really gets mentioned in those same voices. And I don't think that that's fair. He's done a lot of things that I think a lot of people are surprised he gets away with, but for some reason the media never picks up on it, but this they picked up on. It is fucking Matt Damon from I think it was 2009 this was on part of a show. I believe it was one of his anniversary shows, later followed up by fucking Ben Affleck. And this is one of the times where I first started to really respect Jimmy Kimmel, because it was one of those things that as a young comedian coming up, you feel like it's something that should happen more often, because they got Matt Damon to do it. And how awesome is that? It, so many times in mainstream media things get shot down because people are afraid to ask or afraid to try it or afraid what the censors are going to say or afraid who's going to boycott. But this was something that they just said, let's do it. And it really made me respect him. Now, has he done as many things since then that are this cool? Not really, but he's done more than I think people give him credit for. Here is Sarah Silverman and Matt Damon with Fucking Matt Damon.
Hey, Jimmy. It's me. I'm in a hotel. I don't know. I've been on the road so long, I don't even know what city I'm in anymore, to be honest. Anyway, I've been thinking about you a lot, and I've been needing to tell you something. I don't know why I haven't, but it's important. I mean, we've been together for so long, over 5 years, and I still haven't told you, and it's just not right. So here it goes. I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
I'm not imagining it's you. I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the mini bar.
I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
While you're drinking Diet Snapples. I said I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She said she's f***ing Matt Damon.
Hey, Kimmel, how do you like them apples? Get it? It's like because I'm like talking about her breasts.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hey, Jim, don't take it bad. Remember all the good times we had. Like the time we went fishing and we caught a bunch of fish. Then you puked in the bucket of fish that we caught.
Knock, knock.
Who's that knocking at my door?
I'm home.
I fuck who?
I'm f***ing Matt Damon.
She's f***ing Matt Damon.
It's true, the insider has confirmed that she is, in fact, Matt Damon.
Last week when I was playing Scrabble with you online, I was Matt Damon.
You flew back and forth like an idiot to do your show and Regis and Kelly's show. She was definitely Matt Damon.
When I told you I was Matt Damon, I was Matt Damon.
On the bed, on the floor, on the towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, against the mini bar.
She's Matt Damon.
So that's it. I think I was clear.
Oh, you did great.
Oh, it was okay.
Pretty damn good.
Anyway, you know, we had a great run, Jim. And I hope there's no hard feelings. I hope we can be friends. I'm friends with all my boyfriends, my old boyfriends, so. If anything isn't clear, you need closure of some kind, please, please call my publicist, Amy Zvi, at BNCPL. So take care.
You know what? Stop right there. Jimmy, we're out of time. Sorry.
Oh, you are so bad.
A little bit. Let's put that guitar down and go Matt Damon. See you, Jimmy.
All right, so coming up next is what I like to call a two for Tuesday type situation, where it's two songs from the same artist back to back. And these two songs are from musical wonder person Reggie Watts. Now, he's one of those names that a lot of people hear but they haven't necessarily heard the songs that he's done, and sometimes they'll listen to it and they won't be 100% sure. I'm going to play two songs, and I'm going to say right off the bat that these songs do not 100% do justice to who Reggie Watts is. I think you have to see him in person to really get a sense of what's going on. When any of the songs that he does are basically him making the noises, recording them, doing it all live, and making just it's an amazing, wonderful thing that you don't know how it happened, you don't know what's going on, and at the end, you are blown away. So enjoy these two songs, but they're off his I think it's his first album, or his most recently released album, Why Shit's So Crazy. And go to his website and look up when he's going to be in your town, because you will thoroughly enjoy it. It was probably one of the best experiences I had going to a live comedy show in a really long time. I was at one of the tapings for this special. I don't know if I was listening to these songs specifically when they were recorded, because it was recorded over three different shows, and they sort of took a best of type thing. But it was a phenomenal show. And the two songs that we'll be playing are Taxi and a song called Fuck Shit Stack. So enjoy.
When I want to take a taxi, when I want to take a taxi, sometimes I put my hand in the air and I say, like, I do really care, because it's cold outside. The taxi drives on by and I say, you're a racist, but then I understand that the taxi driver's black and that don't make no sense. I don't know what the fuck this island has become. Come, yes, let me tell you, it's 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m.-ish. I want to take a taxi to the Brooklyn, the land of the brook, yeah. Taxi driver stops, and he rolls down the window partially, but I know his trick, and I get it anyway. And I say, whoa, I'm gonna make it night. I don't wanna take a ride with you into the land of Brooklyn, yeah, yeah. And the taxi drivers are and I'm like, what the fuck's your problem? It's a fare is a fare, and you can't get upset about someone giving you business for the thing that you're supposed to be doing. What the fuck is your problem? Problem, yeah. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. Well, sometimes you can put yourself in the position, but still it doesn't make no sense. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yes. I want to see the bridges, the pretty Brooklyn, Williamsburg, Manhattan bridges. Don't want to take those tunnels, they're so nasty in the dark. Oh, yeah, I know you feel the same, even if you live above 14th, you've got to admit it's cuter down below. Oh, below. Oh, below.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Very kind. Very kind. Truly. Thank you.
Word, adjective, pronoun, adverb, run on and on, where my gerunds at, parenthetical, shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on, pickety fuck, pickety fuck. Shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on. Pickety fuck. It takes some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be. You take that fuck up off of the wall, put it down on the floor with the shit in a glass bowl. What? Yo, here's another little piece of advice. It takes some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. I make references to weaponry. Ancient or new, I wear bulletproof vests for no apparent reason other than to create a false sense of importance, of which I could never retain on my own. I like to create a buffer memory of incredulity, so y'all motherfuckers could never get near to me. I'm a cartoon character. You'll never be able to be like me. Me. I like women. I like women. I like the concept of a woman. I like to take that concept and reduce it to an object. I like to take those objects and put them in my videos. Have them shake their jiggly bits so they look like hoes. I like to take some car polish, smear it all over their asses and buff that shit out so it looks like fresh peaches and shit. I like to take some more of that car polish and smear it all over their tits and buff that shit out so it looks all sparkly like diamond necklaces and shit. Why? Cause I'm a ladies man. A ladies man. A la 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 ladies man. I'm a materialist. I'm a materialist. I'll take a piece of shit car and I lower the motherfucker. Put some 18 inch rims on the motherfucker. Take some neon, put it underneath the motherfucker. So when I roll around this town, it looks like a hover. I like to take a flat panel display monitor. Put one on the steering column, one inside of the glove box, one on top of the dashboard, two in back of the headrest, one mounted in the ceiling, two still in the motherfucking packaging on the back seat so when my motherfucking friends go and sit on the shit and break it, word, I can honestly say I just don't give a fuck. You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. Yo, where my girls at? Where my girls? Where my grills at? Where my grills at? Where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at?
Where is they?
Fuck shit. 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 Fuck shit.
World in a lifetime, there is a thing that come around like you wouldn't believe, and I got someone to tell you.
So fans of the Opie and Anthony show will definitely recognize our next performer. It is Stephen Lynch. Now, Stephen is not only a musical comedian, but he's a Broadway star. And that's something. Not anybody could really make that transition into, you know. Now, granted, he's a Broadway star playing the role of Adam Sandler. Well, he's in, he wasn't, I'm not sure if he's 100%, I'm not 100% sure if he's still in it now, but he was in The Wedding Singer on Broadway. Great reviews for him, and I wish I had gotten to see it, but unfortunately, I never go to Broadway musicals. So, anymore. I used to go when I was a kid. I'm not ashamed of it. But I don't go anymore. So this song is D&D, about Dungeons and Dragons. So it's about as nerdy as you could possibly get. But word is he's working on a new album, which I'm excited to, because most of the stuff that people can listen to now is sort of in the 4 to 5 year old range, as is this. I believe it's from the Craig Machine, which came out, I want to say, in like 2008. So, but check him out. There's a lot of really good songs, and also look up the stuff that he's done on Opie and Anthony. It was always very fun, and enjoy.
Harmonica. More harmonica.
I got my 12-sided die, and I'm ready to roll with the wizard and my goblin crew. My friends are coming over to my mom's basement, bringing Funyuns and the Mountain Dew.
I got a big broad sword made out of cardboard, and that stereo's a pumping Zeppelin. It's that time of the night, we turn on the black light. Let the Dungeons and the Dragons begin. It's D&D. Fight with the legends of yore. It's D&D. Never kissed a lady before.
Nope.
I did Woo! It.
Come on. Gonna bring the thunder?
Bring the fucking
Come
thunder.
Come on, bring the thunder. Come on, let's go.
Oh, that's nice.
Why don't you bring some thunder, motherfucker?
Bring some thunder. Now the Lord of the Rings, the dark crystal of things, we use these as a reference tool. And when we put on our cloaks and tell warlock jokes, we're the coolest kids at the school!
No, we're not.
I know. Now Tyke's a real bastard, but a fair dungeon master. He's got hit points and charisma to lend. And I rehearse in my room, or what I call the dragon's tomb. When I'm not out with my girlfriend, it's D&D!
Wait.
What? I'm sorry.
Buddy. Hold on, give me 1 second.
What?
Dude, come on. Seriously.
What?
You got a fucking girlfriend?
Dungeon master.
It's kind of a dick thing to say.
It's D&D. Summoning the demons of hell. It's D&D. When our shift ends at the Taco Bell Gordita!
Chalupa!
Well, my medieval brother, there's room here for another. Would you care to take a roll of the die?
You guys make me weep. You think that you can keep up with a warrior as mighty as I? See, you're in mortal danger. I'm a first-class ranger who's half gargoyle and half elf. And if that doesn't scare you, maybe I should beware you of what lurks within my gaming shell. Next to my junior high annual lies my monster manual and my customized dungeon master screen. I've got treasures and traps on my graph paper maps next to my 3-inch solid pewter figurine. So if you think you got the balls, bring on your dungeon master calls. I'll be protected by my robe of destruction. And I will leave you both in tears, because I'm the dungeon master here, and you too are in need of some instruction.
It's D&D. Warriors who terrify. It's D&D.
Can't talk too much about musical comedy without mentioning our next guy, Bo Burnham. He is a product of the internet, and he came up through YouTube. He was getting millions and millions of hits, and then all of a sudden he was, you know, like everybody was looking for this guy, and he's got a bunch of great songs. Now, he can be a little much for some people. He has a little bit of confidence that a person who had success early will have. But you know, having never met him, I don't know if it's character or whatever you want to call it. But he is a very talented musician, and he's great with words, hence his album Words, Words, Words. But this song is not off that album. This song is off his previous album, Bo Burnham, and it's called Love Is. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I love you like kings love queens, like a gay geneticist loves designer jeans. I need you like New Orleans needs a drought, like Hitler's father needed to learn to pull out. And I want you, yeah, like a lawyer slash mathematician wants some kind of proof. And I want you, yeah, like JFK wanted a car with a roof. Because love is taking that dive, then getting really comfortable and peeing in the pool. And love is a real life porn, minus all the stuff that makes porn cool. And love is a homeless guy searching for treasure in the middle of the rain, and finding a bag of gold coins and slowly finding out they're all filled with chocolate. And even though he's heartbroken, he can't complain because he was hungry in the first place. Because I love you like Dora loves maps, like the Pope's toilet loves holy craps. It's a little one. I need you like a voyeur needs a branch, like boys tossing salad needs a little bit of Neverland Ranch. And I want you, yeah, like all the gothic kids that look exactly the same, never want to conform. And I want you like Anne Frank wanted nobody to read her fucking diary. Because a diary is a collection of secret things no one's supposed to read. That's the whole point of a diary. Millions of people that breach this little girl's privacy after she was chased by Nazis. Kick her while she's down. And if we met in 10,000 BC, I was your caveman, use my cave lady. If we got hot, we'd start rubbing. If we got hungry, we'd go clubbing. There's woolly mammoths, but I will protect us. You're making me devolve to a Homo erectus, motherfucker. And if we met in 1780, I was a white southern aristocratic plantation owner, and you were my dark-skinned servant lady. Slave. Whenever I could get away from the missus, I'd go to your shed and then I'd steal you kisses. But let's be serious, I'd still work you full-time as a slave. There's a difference between romantic language and a complete disregard for socioeconomic trends. And if we met in 1941, I was a Nazi, use a gypsy on the run. That's a little redundant. That probably wouldn't have worked out. Because love is your favorite food for every breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And love is the Holocaust if you don't die quick and you don't get thinner. And love is being the owner of the company that makes rape whistles. And even though you started the company with good intentions trying to reduce the rate of rape, now you don't want to reduce it at all, because if the rate declines, you'll see an equal decline in whistle sales. Without rapists, who's gonna buy your whistle? Love is all about whistle. Thank you.
Okay, well, we are almost at the end of our Comedy Nerds radio experience. I want to thank you guys all so much for listening, and please, I'm sure you've all enjoyed all these songs. Please go out and buy them on iTunes and support these comedians and encourage them to make more stuff. And hopefully if you guys like this, we'll do more episodes, you know, where we're exposing people to new, fun, exciting, you know, comedy music. Send us an email, let us know if it's your thing. And hopefully Dan will be back next week, and we'll be back to arguing over the things that we argue about. Anyway, I'm going to leave you today with an email at info@comedynerds.com, or go to the Facebook site page and all that. So I'm going to leave you today with a little bit of a... I'm going to take you back in time a little bit to 1993. Back when comedians doing songs were more of a unique thing. Not that it hadn't happened yet, but it was slightly more gimmicky. And it's arguable that this song is a little bit more gimmicky. It's by Dennis Leary off his No Cure for Cancer album. And it's called Asshole. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. maybe in the liver, maybe in the kidneys, maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slum. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no,
no way, No, I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an
asshole.
Toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole. A 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pounder cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing this song, pal? I'm an asshole. Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
Hey,
S-S-H-O-L-E. Everybody, hey, S-S-H-O-L-E.
Hey, 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 hey. Friends, I think you're cool. Children, I think you're cool.
I'm an asshole.
You've been listening to The Comedy Nerds. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at info@thecomedynerds.com. Check out our website at thecomedynerds.com, where you can comment on any past episodes. And if you enjoyed this show, please write a review in iTunes and tell the world how awesome we are. For Dustin and myself, thank you for listening.